Yeah, how do we differentiate between which desire to choose and which desire to reject? Actually, I gave the example in the morning about how if I get a WhatsApp message with a link, you know, I don't just immediately click the link and read that. I check who is the sender of this link. And does this person send good links, or this person just spams my mail, spams my messages? Based on that, we decide whether to look at that message, look at that link or not. So like that, when any desire comes up in our mind, rather than immediately acting on the desire, we can say, where is the desire coming from? Or rather, okay, you know, now I'm feeling hungry. But, you know, I just took my last meal 1 hour ago. There's no reason why I should be feeling, and I ate enough also. There's no reason for me to feel hungry right now. So there is hunger and there is pseudo-hunger. Now, pseudo-hunger is, so hunger is biological. Pseudo-hunger is psychological. What happens is, the difference between hunger and pseudo-hunger is primarily in terms of two things. It's untimeliness and specificness. That means, if we consider food like a fuel for the body, and if I fueled my car, and with that car, I expect that I should be able to drive for 500 miles. But then after 100 miles only, my fuel tank is saying empty. Then that means something is wrong over here, you know. The fuel meter is defective. There is fuel in it, but it's showing defectively. So if suddenly after having a proper meal, suddenly untimely we start feeling hunger, it's likely that that is pseudo-hunger, that is not hunger. And second is specificness. Specificness means, if I say I am hungry for gulab jamun, well, hunger is simply for food. If it's specific, it's not exactly hunger. There's nothing wrong in eating gulab jamuns. I'm not against that. I'm simply making the point that there is a biological need of the body and a psychological need of the mind. And to differentiate between the two. It's not that every single desire of the mind has to be rejected. You know, if I feel like eating a particular item, we can eat it. It's not that we all have our preferences. But there has to be a discerning based on dharma. So whenever a desire pops up in the mind, we have to say, okay, where is desire coming from? Is this a reasonable desire? Is this something which can be satisfied, needs to be satisfied? Or is this just arbitrary stray desire which I don't need to satisfy? So that we have to evaluate using our intelligence. So just because a desire has popped inside my mind doesn't mean I have to act on it. I have to discern. Does it answer your question?